legal community is not possible without legalism. Just can't. Don't even think about trying it.
But because of the Christ-centeredness of the brothers and sisters, we have been able to live in peace with one another. We also haven't done anything for 2 years. Most community that would wear a uniform, and I mean by that a costume, are
they get really spotable, you're noticeable, you can see them.
And we are basically mostly middle class America, except in the case of Jacksonville. We are lower middle class.
Number two.
Indigent. I can put this one down and nail it down. This started for the second century. The only people in the world who ever had a mob word from. And I'm going to make that separate from the next year, which is we always use our New Testament, especially Paul's epistles, in their chronological order.
Yeah.
Which makes us, number three, something we don't do. We're not a people who use the New Testament by putting verses all over in many places and sewing them together by philosophy and man's concepts of what those verses mean when they're stringing together. We're not a stringing together versus people. We use the New Testament in chronological order, and that has saved our lives from so much. And may the fact that it has saved us from every kind. So we have both a model and a use of the New Testament. We deliberately have church in home. There are today a lot of meetings in home, but they also have, in the temple and from house to house. Church for us is a place where we meet in homes. And houses. Now, did the Anabaptists do that? Yes, they did. But you have to understand that the Anabaptists only lasted a few years in Zurich, Switzerland. And the everything that was not Catholic and not Lutheran got called Anabaptist. And nobody actually said in the Anabaptist group, we will make the church our home. So I will qualify it by saying, yes, the Anabaptists met in homes before we did, but I know of no people until Santa Barbara, California, who ever said they were living in homes. And Alicia, do you remember that I said we will own no property? And that we do own the chairs, and if we disband, we're going to take those chairs out and drop them in the ocean. I don't know if you remember that part or not. A lot of people did. Do you remember that, Bill? Okay. And do you know, we didn't drop them in the ocean. We gave them to a gentleman named Wolf, who was in charge of most of the houses that we leased from. I don't know if you remember it or not. Grandparents were missionaries. He was very sympathetic to us. We left there with nothing but a cup. That's the only thing we ever owned, a cup that we drank from. And it exists somewhere. I don't know where. We leased property that went in value from $30,000 to $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 in value. And when our visas expired, we left. We left nothing there. We were faithful to that. We owned nothing and nobody got paid for anything.
I don't know if this is on here or not, but I don't think it is. Can you tell me of any group of people who have an unpaid ministry?
Huh? Who? I don't know of any such. My wife and I worked in Santa Barbara, and Helen gave her entire income to the church in Santa Barbara. And Helen and I lived on the other one, and you never gave us a penny, and we never took a penny. If you want to charge me, then I'll tell you exactly what you did for me in the 11 years I was there. Somebody bought a ticket for my wife to fly out to Honolulu to meet me. I've been gone for months to the Far East, and she flew home with me. And that's all that I know of that church ever gave me in the way of money. I did receive a few unsolicited gifts, and I got money in my clothes that says one of them came from Jane and Alicia Nassett.
Okay. This one came a little later, and Alicia, I want to apologize that this one came a little later, but when I went to Isla Vista, I didn't ever think about the sisters being totally in participation in the brothers. But boy, when I finally caught it, which was right down before we ended, then I became a fighter for that right. And you'll find an apology from me in a book that will be released here in a month, entitled The Christian Woman Set Free. So tell all the sisters in Santa Barbara, I apologize for being a Johnny Come Lately. But I wasn't a Johnny Come Lately because I was blind. I was just uninformed. Y'all were so, looked like you were so happy doing what you were doing. And I was having enough trouble just corralling those men. But today, we come as close as is possible for a total equality here, and for you to understand that women are not men and men are not women, and we do not express ourselves in the same way. And if we had that kind of an expression, we would be having a democracy. And whatever we are not a democracy. So we have some unique situations going on here, but we have a sisterhood that is somewhere in the vicinity of equal to the brothers. And in the places where they're only in the vicinity, there is also the aspect where they're also superior to the brothers. And the brother said, you can know whether or not a church has a balance of brothers and sisters by simply asking one question: how afraid are the brothers of the sisters? And therein you will find your answer. Yeah, right. Young, when a church is young, I put a lot of emphasis on sisters leading, planning the meetings of all the church and of sisters speaking. Some way or other, that kind of gets de-emphasized as we go along. But I do remind the brothers every year that they should have a month in which the women and the women alone are in charge of all the meetings. And you brothers might remember to take note of that when you plan out this next year. Okay, next. And this one. This one perhaps in some ways ranks above all of them.
and it's called Roanoke. In Santa Barbara, we never gave it a name.
And here we've never given it a name, but we do talk about a place where we go to learn to do this.
Alicia, I'm going to gamble on something here. Would you come up here with me for a moment?
I'm going to call on your memory. Thank you. All right.
Would you get over here with us that time? Okay. We're having a gathering at the Psalm.
The Psalm. El Encanto. Okay.
There are a group of brothers and sisters. And we were going through Psalm 23.
And I asked them to try doing something that they had never done it, nobody else had ever done. And then I ran like crazy. And it was what you did with the Book of Psalms.
Then that was one third of the church. We waited 2 weeks and I met with another one third.
And then I met with another one third. And suddenly we touched realms and things we never knew nor dreamed of. Which one of those groups were you in, or were you out getting married?
I was married.
You were married then?
Do you remember the week? Do you remember the season?
Do you remember anything? Can you bring up any memories from that little period of time for about a month?
When we discovered how to go into Babel?
Yes.
King showed us that there was a door we could go through.
No, you showed me there was the door you could go through.
I tricked that first group into... All right, go ahead.
And when we found out we could go up through a door, that's where we lived. We went there, and it was so exciting, all the things we were discovering when we went through the door. And, we met in the mornings. We met all the time, and we were exploring that. And then Gene would tell us to, like, assign Thessalonians or assign different, and we'd all get together in cares and stuff and go through the door and find out wonderful things that were happening in Thessalonica and in the heavenlies. And it was really incredible. I don't think anybody on earth knew what the Lord had brought to us at that time. It was beautiful.
It was a discovery that's never been made by anybody anywhere ever. And some of you have been to Roanoke and you have, you stood on the experience of Santa Barbara. And we had meetings for weeks when there wasn't anybody in that room. None of us were there. It was beyond unbelievable. It was transportation. We were transported. It shook us to our foundations. We didn't talk the way that we had talked before. We didn't think the way we thought. I remember so many times on their own, others would say, you know, now I know why they didn't mind dying.
Paul, you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
You got anything to say about it?
It was awesome. Life-changing. Really feeling the fellowship between the Father and the Son.
Getting lost.
Getting lost.
Not being present. And for those
it was
of
always
you,
one time, I do remember this one time. It was like a revolving door. And I'd never experienced it before and never since then. I was praying with the black brother at that time, and neither one of us was emotional or anything. I mean, we're just
This was never an emotional experience, ever.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, we went through the door, and it just seemed like it was a revolving door. We just caught glimpses of the joy of God. Neither of us are emotional brothers, or we weren't at that time. We were on the ground with joy. I mean, it was like one wave of joy after another. And hard to explain, but it went on for
It's not to explain.
One morning, I rode my bike over to Jed Durrell's place, and the two of us entered into this love affair between the Father and the Son. It was so glorious that to this day, it's changed our, I mean, we always, it, I rode my bike home that day at Drowness, and I thought if people could see the glory on me from what I had touched, it would all fade, you know. It was just so, so awesome that the Lord would take us into the intimate relationship between the Father and the Son. And then we discovered the his bride in that whole threesome.
That's when we began to discover that whether we liked it or not, somebody else is going to be, appear.
And I heard that so many times in different sisters and brothers, that this was nothing that anybody had suggested.
It was a gal kicking the door down and saying, I belong here too.
It was spontaneous. After that first meeting in Owen Kent, it was spontaneous and it was glorious.
You know something else? I stopped it. We went back to it, but I stopped it. We weren't going to be able to hold that.
And I didn't want the glory to vanish. I wasn't going to put it in a can.
We came back seasonally, but I actually am the one who stopped it. Now, we could have built a movement on what happened to us, and we could have been the overcomers. We could have been those unique people who, I think it would have eventually killed us if we didn't stop for a while. Yes, brother.
One morning, I think it was Linda P. at that time. There one tail. I was meeting with. We were meeting at like 4 in the morning. Yeah, you know? And you know the picture on Divine Romance.
Yeah,
I entered into that.
I couldn't get out of it.
So many people said, you know, it's the first time in my life I ever stopped thinking. Put a check mark by that one, and I'll guarantee you that's a contribution we've made nobody in the world has made before or since. And we covet it. And I'm just living terror of the day when the Pentecostals find it and start bottling it and selling it on television. Now, I can guarantee you it won't be gone. It'll be less than a month before they pervert it too. We will claim this one unequivocally because it was part of the foundation of everything I believed or ever saw of the church. When I was 29 years old and I built that model, there was one thing that rose up and cried out, and that is workers came and then workers left. Now, there may be somebody who came and left, but we have been deliberately a people who have a worker who comes and leaves. And if you don't think we don't do that anywhere except here in Jacksonville. And here in Jacksonville, we have a very unique situation. Gene comes and gets sick. Gene comes and gets sick. Gene. How long has it been since Holland had a worker come visit them? How long? March. And this is November. Thank you. For Colorado Springs, it was 1 year ago right now. Oh, it was winter. Okay. All right, I need another church. I'm drawing blanks here.
New Zealand?
What?
New Zealand?
New Zealand?
June?
Yes.
It was June, Chris.
How long ago was it?
June.
June. Thank you. And before that?
About a year.
Okay.
It's that one bit of the year.
All right. And has Bournemouth ever had a visitor from the church just to be a visitor at the church?
A worker, you mean?
Or a worker, not copper. I hear a British accent.
What'd you say? When's the last time someone came to the church in Bournemouth as a worker and sat down and helped you folks practically and spiritually? No conference around.
When
Mike came. And he helped a little bit too. He helped a little. Yeah, but that doesn't count because he's not even a worker. Okay, thank you. Who else? Anybody holding any world records around here? Where? In St. Paul, March. Who came?
Yeah.
Nick, and before that, can anybody tell me how long it was?
Over a year.
And when is the last time you've seen me?
I think it was in 99.
I've been there one time. Right. God bless poor Defiance. They don't have a worker.
They're getting by on good looks and personality. They
don't have a worker, and they're still there, and I don't know why. Okay,
What about Arlington?
2 weeks ago.
Okay, but in reverse.
About twice a year.
About twice a year. Now, just for the record, and y'all don't know this, but in the year 04, here to the church, I brought three messengers. 03, I brought three messengers. 02, I don't know. But that's all I brought to a church in those 2 years. Three per year. I have worked with the brothers privately, but I have not ministered here at 04 and 05, but three times. Now, because I'm talking about me, because I live here locally, I want people to know that I don't dominate church here. At least, would you say that again? Would you say? You agree to that? That's right. I've never been to Lacey, and how often have you had someone to come visit you?
Last July, David came, and at least once a year previous.
Okay. About once a year. Well, you, these brothers are doing a far better job than I am, because when I raised up the church in Atlanta, I didn't come back for 2 years. I didn't come back for 2 years. And by the way, they paid for it. It was terrible. Okay. Dave,
When was the last time you were in Montreal?
January,
this is November.
Okay, and Johannesburg, you see them about once a year?
15 months.
15 months. And how can a church survive, made up mostly of new Christians, brand new Christians, having 3 days? Nobody on this earth believed this could be done. And we suffer from it. We need about a new church ought to have about 6 months of ministry, 4 to 6 months the first year, and then some visits along the way. Nobody in the world believed that could be done except me. And I also was aware that every one of those churches that got raised up very shortly thereafter, they fell under unbelievable persecution. Confusing kind of persecution, not just hate persecution, but when the Judaizers came to Galatia, that was a confused mess with all sorts of voices coming to them. No, I'm build a stake here. Nobody, unless it was the Waldensians and we don't know, ever believed that a man could come and go. And I hope the day will be when we'll be able to say women to that too. Okay, the training of Christian workers. I'm gonna stand on this. The way that we have trained Christian workers has never existed since the first century. And because the training begins as being someone in church life. And then it's a church planter who does the training, not a seminary. And then you can add to it, over half of them flunked. I'm telling you what I'm watching. I'm watching if you are both gentle and loving toward God's people and also stand like a rock and as courageous as courage gets. Now walk into any mess anywhere and take a stand, do something about it. Now those are two things that can be reconciled, but you got to do it. But above all else is, well, you hurt God's people. And if you do, you hurt, you're out. And the other one is down deep in the belly, courage. And the ability to work with the church without hurting them when they are in need, and you step in and you say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and you don't blink and you're not afraid. That's pretty hard to do. By the way, in all of this, it's quite unique that, no more interesting, that here's a group of Christians who are going to meet